Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a moment. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also follow us on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, or Sons of Liberty Radio and or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, along with Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Friends, you can also give us a call at any time over the next hour. Best time to call would be now, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're going to be out on the East Coast next week doing some high schools. We're also going to be doing some colleges, a couple colleges, which will be pretty cool. And then we're going to be doing some church meetings as well. So we're doing this stuff. We're out there doing what we do because we love. We're showing you our labor of love with what? Our works of faith. And that's exactly how it works out, folks. Showing you my faith by my works is exactly what Paul said in the book of James, chapter 2. Now, folks, I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And as we go over there, I was just thinking about something. Grover Cleveland, the president, he was actually the president of the United States on two different occasions. He said a government for the people must depend for its success on the intelligence of the people, the morality of the people, the justice of the people, and the interest of them, of the people themselves. And I'm just thinking about it as, because we're doing live radio here, I was just thinking about the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, again, where it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states in our union, we establish justice. And it's interesting, friends, when you go to every state preamble in the United States of America, it all starts out acknowledging, guess who? The God of the Mosaic Institution, which Jesus Christ himself fulfilled. So in saying that, friends, it is true. And what we need to do is get a hold of what's going on in this country. Because it's not too late. We have time to do it. And I know, folks, the can is kicked down the road day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And we still hear that voice of hope in there. And what is that? It's we still have time. Well, friends, let me ask you the question. Do you still have freedom? Well, yes. Well, it's limited. No. I didn't ask you if it was limited. I didn't ask you to highlight the problem. I didn't ask you to highlight the corruption. I said, do you still have the freedom? And if you answered yes, well, then you still have the freedom to right the wrongs. So that means we still have hope. And hope is what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. But that hope better be in Jesus Christ, because if it's outside of him, you're in trouble. Rest assured, you're in trouble. And that's exactly what the problem is across the boards in this country, the United States of America, is because we have forgotten our God. But in saying that, friends, what I wanted to do I just got back from driving around the state of Minnesota again, which, by the way, it's becoming springtime here. It's 50 degrees today, so it's absolutely beautiful outside. I just turned the radio on for just a moment, not even for 30 seconds, and the first thing I heard was this. This is what I'm going for right now, friends. Was Jeb Bush and Scott Walker. That's exactly what I heard. Jeb Bush and Scott Walker. Scott Walker was behind Jeb Bush. I have a question for you, friends, and I want you to listen to me carefully. Who told you that? Who told you that Jeb Bush is the number one Republican candidate for the presidency of the United States of America? Who told you that? That's what I want to ask you. The state-controlled media that we know is owned by six corporations globally that is giving the same information to the same outlets at the same time. It's bought and paid for. Friends, if you're from Florida, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We know that Jeb Bush is corrupt. We know that the Bush regime family is corrupt from the bottom up. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We've known this for years. When are the American people going to wake up to the fact that they throw out there those that they want to throw out there? When in fact, if I take you back down to 2008, just bringing you back just a little bit, during the presidential race, how many candidates were there in 2008? There was actually 15 of them. But friends, just to prove my point, how many did you hear about? You heard about none other than Songbird McCain, who's selling your country down the river, along with the criminal in chief himself that sits in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama. Now, folks, there was 312,511,424 people in this country, but you were told about two candidates for the presidency during the 2008 presidential race. Do you see how this works? They throw out there those that they want you to see, and they basically ignore those that they don't want you to see. And what we're being told today, by the way, this was Fox News, again, America's best conservative outlet, yeah, right, are telling you that Jeb Bush is the leading candidate. No, he is not, friends. People know who he is. When you go over to Florida, friends, everybody loved the fact that Jeb was in office for a minute until he got there. Now, what's interesting about that is when you begin to look at the Jeb Bushes and the Bush family, or for a good portion of these political criminals and these little minions that are selling their soul to win the world while they lose their soul, it's interesting that you're being told that these are just great guys. Yeah, everybody thought that about Jeb Bush in Florida, too, until he got there for a minute. Now they can't stand the man. Why? Because they figured out his fruit after the fact. I'm trying to show you his fruit before the fact. You're being lied to. How many times did Jesus Christ continuously tell us in the New Testament over and 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 over, be not deceived? Be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, because you're going to get the same thing that everybody's complaining about today. Now, what's terrible about this administration and what's coming up, well, not necessarily the Barack Hussein Obama criminal administration, but I'm speaking more so of the Bush regime criminal syndicate. It's interesting that when you begin to look at the fruit of those guys and what we're being told again, we're not being told about how bad or corrupt he is. Hey, folks, I want to tell you this. Mr. Jeb Bush, when you look in his eyes, you tell me that that man is normal. You tell me he is mentally stable. You tell me that he's one of us, friends, because he is not one of us. Those people don't think like me and you think. He's for everything that Barack Hussein Obama is establishing, friends. So what's the difference? Well, what was the difference between George W. Bush and Barack Hussein Obama? Absolutely nothing. Same propaganda, different day.
Doctors don't walk, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The time, 1-866-233-0747. And if not, I understand why, because you're getting information that you knew not of. Because most people in this country are so media-minded that they don't know their left hand from the right hand, and then they wonder why their country's being destroyed, because you're being led into the ditch. That is why. And yet it was Jesus Christ, the light of man, that came along and said, let the blind lead the blind. I'm trying to get you to open up your eyes by the Spirit of Christ, friends. Through the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10. Remember, Jesus wanted to give eye salve to put upon your eyes so you could see. He wanted to give you ears that you might hear. And yet it was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that came along over and over and over and over and over and over and told you not to be deceived, not to be deceived, not to be deceived. And we're talking about Jeb Bush. Just highlighting him right now. Because I heard the conservatives talk about he's the leading contender, man. Him and Scott Walker. Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Bingo! If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If the next centennial of the Declaration of Independence does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. Guess who said that? President Grover Cleveland, who served two terms. He was also a preacher of the Word of God. Let me say that one more time, because we can't blame anybody for where we're at, America. Now more than ever before, the people are responsible. The people are responsible. The people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant of the people, be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate, speaking of their government and the people, if it be, he said it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. And I want to tell you why people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Because it's within themselves to tolerate it. if it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. That's a safe place to be when you hold the people's representatives in a high standard. He goes on, if the next centennial of the Declaration of Independence does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. Now, friends, I gave you a test a couple weeks ago, and this came up. This came to my aid right before the show. I want you to pick the next world leader. I'm speaking to the Bush family. The options that you have been given through the state-controlled media that has less than a 21% approval rating. Don't act like they're telling you the truth now, friends, because they're not. There's no truth in them. They are of their father, the devil. There's no question about it. I want you to pick the next world leader, and here are the facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates. Candidate A, he associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, means he cheats on his wife, chain smokes and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. By the way, those 5 to 6 mistresses, those are how many he was busted with. Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Candidate C, he is a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has never cheated on his wife, never has had any extramarital affairs. Now, in asking you who you would want to be the next world leader, candidate A is none other than Franklin Roosevelt. Now, do you think that he is going to have his people out in the front toting his bell and ringing his bell 24/7 by saying, listen, man, this guy, well, he associates himself with a lot of crooked politicians. He consults with astrologists because he wants to know the future. He's cheated on his wife 5 to 6 times. He chain smokes and he drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Do you think that that's what the state-controlled media is going to be reporting on these criminals? Again, that is none other than Franklin Roosevelt. What about candidate B? Speaking of, you pick the next world leader. He was kicked out of office twice. He sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Do you think these are going to be his talking points in running for the position of the next world leader? Do you think the state-controlled media is going to get behind their man and call him out for who he really is, friends? Candidate B, by the way, is Winston Churchill. I am so blown away when people, especially the conservatives, are writing books on this guy, talking about how he's such a heroic figure. Or even the communist himself, Franklin Roosevelt, and his lesbian wife. I mean, do you think these are going to be the talking points? I'm asking you the question, friends. You're saying to yourself, absolutely not. Well, you're right. What about this one? Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs. Those are some pretty good talking points, aren't they? Well, that's exactly what was sold to the people in Germany before Adolf Hitler got to power. Now, this is what I want to make. This is the point I want to make here. By the way, Adolf Hitler said, "How fortunate for those in power that people never think." In other words, these people are laughing at you. They are calling you stupid. They are telling you that you are dense. How fortunate for those in power that people never think? Of course. Hey, now going over to Jeb Bush, taking it to the present. By the way, for those that did not know, Jeb Bush's daddy, George H. Bush, Herschel Walker Bush, H.W. Bush, right? His daddy, so it would be Jeb's grandpa, that was busted. He was indicted in an investigation where he was actually supporting Adolf Hitler's regime, trying to establish a new world order through the Third Reich. Now, you can call me crazy all you want, but George H.W. Bush Do keep in mind, he called for a New World Order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. You can go online and find them. They're readily available. Not hard to find. Now, this is my point. Going back to the characteristics of the three leading candidates, right? The talking points are not going to be negative. They're going to be positive. But I want you to tell, I want you to understand this, and I want to tell you this, friends. Jeb Bush is actually highlighting his crimes against we the people and the Constitution of the United States of America. He is advocating the very things that Barack Hussein Obama advocated. Now, going back to Daddy Bush, you know, they wouldn't talk about homosexuality and legalizing it, or homosexual marriage, or sodomite marriage. They wouldn't highlight that, of course, because the people wouldn't accept it back then. But now they have a new breed of useful idiots that they're just shoving it down your throat, whether you like it or not, right? How does that feel, friends? Well, you're being laughed at. But when you go to George Bush Sr., it's interesting how he's attending lesbian and homosexual sodomite marriages behind the backs of the American people. Remember that good Christian man everybody thought they had back in the 90s? Right now we have George W. Bush. Remember how he was a great Christian man, and now we know him and his wife, Barbara, are basically advocating homosexual marriage. And now we know that Jeb Bush, his talking points are not denying any of this. No, he's turned to the sodomites. He's turned to see it their way. They're such good Christian men and women that they love God so much they disobey Him at every turn. It's a bad, bad, bad place to put yourself, Bushies. It's a real bad place to put yourself. To war with God, why don't you just look behind your back and see how it's worked out for your other skull and bones brothers and your Messianic brothers and your Zionist brothers and this cult and that cult. I mean, folks, there's so many cults. I mean, you can't count them all. It's a lot of people going to hell in a handbasket real quick, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But he's advocating the very things that the people he serves condemn. He's running on Common Core, friends. Well, don't forget that his brother Georgie was pushing No Child Left Behind, which is really where they're teaching the kids not to shoot for the stars, but to shoot for the floor, because they're trying to just put the playing field where everybody's the exact same. It's called communism, and now Common Core is No Child Left Unindoctrinated on steroids. And Jeb Bush is advocating it, as is he advocating the sodomite marriages and giving way to the sodomites. Are you for that, America? I want to come back about Barbara Bush, and I want to highlight something that I've seen in D.C.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-233-0747. I just got caught up in this conversation in thought on the way home because I knew what the conservatives were pushing on the American people were their only options, or so they would have you believe. Friends, you're being lied to again and again and again. And I want to show you something here, too, friends, because here's another point I wanted to make, too. With the Bushes, I don't need to do a long expose on their crimes. We know that they're evil. We know that they're corrupt. Daddy Bush, friends, is called Evil Poppy. Whistleblowers, namely those that have come forth and exposed the Bushes for who they were and are, interestingly enough, they said that, and they have said that there's no more of an evil man on this planet than George Bush Sr., Daddy. And we need to open up our eyes and our ears and deal with the issues at hand. Folks, when did America really start going downhill quick? It's when Daddy Bush took office, big time. Many people believe that the last president that we really had was Reagan. And I'm not saying Reagan was a saint. But I am saying he wasn't as corrupt as this family that we're dealing with now. You're being pushed into a corner to say that these are your only options. No, they are not. There's plenty of good people out there that are willing to deal with the issues at hand lawfully, to bring forth justice, to establish righteousness, to obey God, to bring us back unto who we are as a people, one nation under God, that understand that God has shed his grace upon us. They're willing to actually bring forth what needs to be brought forth, and that is justice. Isaiah 51. Folks, when we were in Washington, D.C., when George W. Bush was in office, I want, again, for you to understand their tactic as well was to cause the enemies to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Now, friends, I'm saying that to say this. I remember when Barbara Bush had a book signing at one of the local libraries, bookstores in Washington, D.C., and we just happen to drive by. The state-controlled media would have you believe that there was tons and tons and tons of people that showed up for Barbara Bush's book signing. And thousands upon thousands had to be turned away. And that's all the state-controlled media has to do is put it in print and shoot it out there and everybody believes it. When nothing could be further from the truth. Friends, I don't think there was 20 people in line to meet the president's wife. And this wasn't the end of the book signing. This was towards the middle of the book signing. Friends, you are being lied to. That's all I can tell you. You know, the Bible tells us that we're going to look on Satan on that day, on Judgment Day, and we're going to look upon him, and we're going to say it was him that deceived the nations. Everything is through deception. You know, they said of Adolf Hitler and his regime, they said if people would have pulled the curtain back, they would have found nothing propping him up. He used deception. Just ask Joseph Goebbels. Now, folks, I want to get back to this. Do you remember, just again to prove my point, do you remember how Adolf Hitler, history has taught us that he used to love to get the masses of the people together? Do you know why he got the masses of the people together? Because, first of all, we know that he wanted to deceive them all the more. Well, there was another reason for that. They wanted the opposition, Hitler wanted his political opposition to be belittled. That's why he wanted to magnify all the people that showed up. Folks, the state-controlled media is doing this every day. Regardless if people are supporting them or not, just like this administration in which you're dealing with today, he does not have the support that the state-controlled media wants you to believe he has. Not even close. That's why they're laughing at you, America. They're laughing at you saying, hey, listen, this is your only option. Oh, and look at all the people that support this guy. That's what they always do. They always go back to those points. If they push something, then the next thing they do through propaganda, the first thing they want to do is they want to show you all the people that support them. And they take a little poll, which has been contrived, and then they throw it out there through the state-controlled media, and then the people at large, they believe it. And then what's even worse is there's people in the conservative movement, in the patriot movement, and in the Christian movement that actually believe what they told you was the truth. And they love, these jokers, friends, they love the fact that they can hear the voice of those that should know better when they say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. You know what they say? Oh, this is an easy victory. This is an easy victory. You know, and I want to tell you this too, friends. You just go to Facebook, a conservative outlet. If you want to get depressed, just read some of the comments. What a joke. What a joke. The devil can't even use people that agree with him. Or he does for a moment, right? But those that are on the right side of the aisle, as they would say, they should know better. This is all a lie. It's all contrived. And my point from the very first segment, friends, is Jeb Bush is not running on talking points that are positive in any sense of the word to the conservatives, the patriots, or the Christians. He's going forth and he is showing his errors by agreeing with the president of the United States, the criminal in chief that's there right now, by attempting to advocate everything that he's done as being upright and constitutional and lawful, when in fact, again, friends, nothing could be further from the truth. But those are his talking points. His talking points are, man, he's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian, man. He doesn't smoke. Man, he's a pretty good guy. Every once in a while, he'll have a beer, and he's never, ever cheated on his wife. Those aren't his talking points. No, his talking points are, you know, I've turned on the sodomite issue. He's coming forth. I've turned on the Common Core issue. I'm all for what Barack Hussein Obama has done. Well, folks, look at this. We have George Bush, Daddy Bush, right? Then we have Clinton. And then we have George W. Bush come in. And now we have Barack Hussein Obama, all being used, by the way. And then what do we have right behind him? Oh, another Bush. How convenient. And we have people in the country that actually believe what the conservatives are telling them right now. Oh, we got such a righteous man in office, man. Wow. Wow. Now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Folks, let me take it a step further. Every one of these men should be thrown in prison, at least, for their crimes against we the people. For the stuff that we even know. I mean, friends, like I've said in the past, when you look at the conservatives talking about, you know, for example, the president of the United States today, why does he hate us? Why does he hate us? It doesn't matter if he hates us. You know, furthermore, I remember one time Sean Hannity, this is a couple years ago, from Fox News, he said, you know, it's not personal what Barack Hussein Obama's doing. It's nothing personal, man. Hey, let me tell you something. When you have a government that acts outside of its scope of authority, they become outlaws. That means they're criminals. When you have a government that actually empowers a bunch of thugs with guns from America, a bunch of drug-dealing thugs that kill one of our Border Patrol agents, namely Brian Terry, and then it ends up killing 300 Mexicans and a Mexican beauty queen, and they're found out for their crimes, and then we see Benghazi, then we see the IRS attacking and polarizing his political opposition, namely the criminal in chief. Then we find out that he's actually out there financing America's sworn enemies, both within and without. And then we see him empowering them, and then we see him sending our daughters and our sons over to unconstitutional wars. And they come back in boxes, and they're trying to figure out why he hates us. I mean, we have a president that voted over 242 times to make sure babies were snuffed out in the womb, decapitated in the womb, and the American people have tolerated it. Well, furthermore, he also voted two times to make sure that there was a second doctor in the office to snuff out, in the abortion clinics. To snuff the baby out if he came out alive. He's aimed at taking out the blacks, and he's aimed at taking out the Hispanic populations, which, by the way, the state-controlled media has led you to believe that these people actually support him, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. You've been lied to through every step of the way, friends. But what's the problem? Well, the problem is the American people tolerated. Grover Cleveland said it. He was right. Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Now we see Barack Hussein Obama appointing the likes of Alina Kagan, who's a radical lesbian, known for queerifying Harvard and attacking our military, to the Supreme Court just in time. What about Sotomayor? You know, right before the whole amnesty debate came forward. Well, she was appointed just in time. When the American people figure out, which I hope it's not too late, that they don't have a right to violate constitutional law, then and only then will things change in this country. And I can talk, as friends, as I've said, till I'm blue in the face. But I'm not going to get on the radio day after day and tell you how everything's okay. I'm not going to go on day after day trying to figure out why we're corrupt. I'll tell you what, really what it comes down to is America hates God. Because if she didn't hate God, she would obey God. And America has fallen under the deception that she loves God by allowing the crimes that God condemns. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Here, folks, this is sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to come right back to it, and I'm going to show you what's going on in your country today, okay? And I want you to tell me how 78% of America can actually get away with the fact and actually have other people believe that they love God when they tolerate the crimes that I'm going to expose right when I come back. On a daily basis, friends. On a daily basis. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Good on you, people. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. nation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, a great delivery system. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
I fight for the red, the white, and the blue. I think for the end.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
I like the way that guy said that. Been talking about the bushes. I didn't mean to get stuck up on this the whole show here, but we're here. Lord's dropping some cool things over here. And want to stick to what the plan is. Folks, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. Houston, we have a problem. Planned Parenthood rips hole in woman's uterus during abortion. Also, just to highlight, in case you missed it last week, frankincense, perfume. Basically, what they're doing is they're taking aborted babies, and the United States is turning organs of aborted babies into commodities, growing them inside of animals, and also making frankincense perfume out of its remains. Folks, America 2025, will this be our reality? You can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The British man who actually stood up when he seen the problem and he wanted to right the wrong, goes to Syria to fight ISIS and becomes a martyr in the war against evil. America, I don't know it to be true or not, but I do know that Scripture tells us in judgment that the sword will be without and terror will be within. And we just recently found out that there was, what, over 50 terror groups planted in the United States of America. Well, I think we could see this since day one, right? For those that had eyes to see and ears to hear what it was about. It was never about terror. It was never about defending the American people. Because we've seen the government immediately asked to give up our rights. Also, furthermore, in a time of terror, your government doesn't ask you to disarm yourself. No, they empower the people. And government's purpose is not to strip away your rights. They're there to ensure your rights. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Of course, Obama is lying about when he learned of Hillary's email scandal. Folks, Obama's administration is the Clintons' tried and true. Isn't it interesting that Hillary Clinton was talking about how bad he was before he became the president, and then once he became the president, he appointed her? Hello? Police racism on Skid Row or justified shootings? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Nothing says political like Selma. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sneak and peek. Bill rolls quietly through Virginia General Assembly. That's by an attorney, John Whitehead, who's a contributor over at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Virginia lawmakers want to give local and state authorities the same sweeping search and seizure powers used by the FBI and other federal agencies under the Patriot Act. Friends, also keep in mind, after September 11th, not one person read the Patriot Act that was delivered up to them at 3:30 in the morning after September 11th. Not one. And the Patriot Act, friends, strips the American people of their rights. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. New York schools observe Muslim holidays points to coming flood of idolatry. They have a useful idiot over there, Mr. de Blasio. Oh, and boy, he is a useful idiot. Folks, I don't know that they get stupider than that. Hey, you people out in New York, I didn't know that you were that stupid. I really didn't. Got a picture of him up on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com where he's surrounded by all these radical Muslims ready to infiltrate New York City. Wait, weren't we attacked there on September 11th? And now they have a holiday? By the way, when the two towers fell and they established a mosque, that was a sign of victory, friends. Just thought I'd share that. You are under perfect judgment, America. University bans U.S. flags in attempt to ban free speech in order to protect inclusiveness. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. DNI report. More releases from Gitmo will result in more terror. The President of the United States is releasing Gitmo detainees. Terrorists, right? Well, that doesn't sound right. No, it doesn't sound right. Oh, America. Gang rape victim sentenced to 2,000 lashes and custodial sentence by Saudi court. A woman, 19 years old, was raped by several Muslim men, and she's going to get 200 lashes. You want to talk about demonic, satanic doctrines, friends? Oh, my goodness. And they mean to implement this on you now. But, friends, again, it's just beginning to slowly bleed in. What are you doing about it? Look at your kids and say nothing if you can. Iran cleric vows to raise flag of Islam on White House. Wow. Christian militants in Iraq are about to charge into Syria to defeat ISIS and drive them out of Christian villages. Friends, I also wanted to let you know that experts, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, not a single police officer has been shot by an AR-15, the ammunition. But Barack Hussein Obama is attempting to circumvent the law once again and blatantly disregard through his rebellious little devilish heart for the devil that he is to show the world his transparency by attempting to what? Disarm you. Not by taking away the guns yet, no, but by taking away the ammunition. Right? Body-piercing ammunition. Got to get rid of that stuff. As he arms America's sworn enemies. Well, let's just act. Here, let's do this. Let's just act like this really isn't happening, okay? Let's just sear our conscience and let's just pretend like, well, everything is just wonderful in America. I also want you to do this. I want you to forget That freedom is not free. I want you to do your best to forget that hundreds of thousands of men and women in this country, both from the past and to the present, have fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution, magnifying the laws of the Constitutional Republic in which we have against the very crimes that you are rolling over on today, friends. The oath taken by those that swear to serve we the people, my name do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, against all enemies, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means right here in our backyard, that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I am about to enter. So help my God. So help me God. By the way, the president and those that represent us actually have their hand on the Bible when they say that. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of all who threaten it, that's what it should be. That's the spirit of America. We don't take counsel from our fears. Friends, you have a responsibility. Daniel Webster said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands." Because he said, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. And I want to tell you something. This administration is attempting to do its very best to see that through. And what are you doing about it, America? What are you doing about it? Hey, I wanted to say, too, you know, for how the government is continuously usurping its authority, how they're acting as the outlaws, and I'm talking about those criminals that are in government, not the good people that are in government that we stand behind 100%. You know, when they, I don't know why there's a debate issue on the right to bear arms. I really don't. We know what it means. We know what Article 2 says. We know that the Bill of Rights are not about thou shalt not concerning government. We understand that. Thou shalt not, friends, not thou shalt. When are the American people just going to stand up and say, we're not going to disarm? When are the American people going to stand up and draw the line in the sand and say, you're not going to violate law again, and if you do, we're going to set forth judgment under righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it? Oh, I bet you, America, you're looking for leadership, but the problem is you don't know what leadership looks like. You want some politician to go around kissing you, not realizing that Jesus Christ himself was betrayed with a kiss. You don't want that leader that actually tells you what the deal is, because if he does, then that means you're going to have to do something as well. And therein lies the problem within America right there. But we know what the problem is. But for those that are standing up and saying, what do? I say this, draw a circle around yourself, stand in the Bible, and don't leave until God revives everything in that circle. Read the Word of God, read the Constitution of the United States, read the Declaration of the Independence first and foremost, which some believe is a preamble to the Constitution of the United States, and read, my friends, the Bill of Rights. So next time you're being lied to like you are on a 24/7 basis through the state-controlled media, you're going to know the difference. Stand up and deal with the issues at hand. Draw the line in the sand and say, you know, you're not going over that line again. Matter of fact, we're going to indict you. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to read Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, and we're going to deal with you. We're not only going to impeach you, we're going to indict you. And folks, what we're seeing today in America is treason, nothing short of it. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. And I will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.